name's Philip. I'm the senior pastor here. And if it's your first time, welcome to Vertical Church, whether you're online, in Hiawassee, here in the building. I'm so glad you're here. And I'm glad you're here because I believe that Jesus is still moving and that there's an opportunity for us to draw closer to Jesus today. So I'm so glad you're here. But I do want to encourage you, maybe today, if you're a bit of a skeptic, you know, you're kind of, you know, I don't know about this Jesus thing. And I'm like, that's okay. I got good news for you. You have come to a church where I'm not going to try to force a single thing on you. Because I got good news, I don't have to. And I want to encourage you that even if you're skeptical about Jesus and you're kind of trying to stay in a way, I would encourage you just to ask one thing. That Jesus, if you're real, speak to me today. That's all I ask. And then let's just see what Jesus does. Let's just see what Jesus does today. And I want us to look at some New Testament verses. And I know some of y'all were worried. If you've been in Vertical a long time, one of the run jokes I teach from the Old Testament a lot. But on Easter, we're going to the New Testament, people. Some of y'all, yeah, let's give it a Jared on the front row. Very excited. Some of y'all were real worried. So this will be our Easter message. We're going to Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9, if you want to look into your Bible or your Bible app. If you didn't bring any of that, that's okay. We're going to put the words up on the screen because we believe the Word of God's alive. It's active and it applies to our life. If you're someone who takes notes, I'll give you a sermon title as well. The sermon title is Finish the Process. Finish the Process. We're going to look at Mark chapter 9. And I know some of you who are Christians, you're already confused. Why are we going to Mark chapter 9? Hang with me. Mark chapter 9, starting in verse 14, says, when they returned to the other disciples, they saw a large crowd surrounding them, and some of the teachers of religious law were arguing with them. And when the crowd saw Jesus, they were overwhelmed with awe, and they ran to greet him. What is all this arguing about? Jesus asked. One of the men in the crowd spoke up and said, Teacher, I brought my son so you could heal him. He's possessed by an evil spirit that won't let him talk. And whenever this spirit seizes him, it throws him violently to the ground. And then he foams at the mouth and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. And so I asked your disciples to cast out the evil spirit, but they couldn't do it. I like to read the Bible like it's real because I believe it is. And I have empathy for this father. I mean, I don't know if you read these scriptures and you can sense the pain